Yeah, exactly. I mean, in criminology, you know, we call that deviance amplification. Literally, the very behavior that you want to stamp out, say drug use, when you do it in this repressive way, and don't really understand its public health connotations, you simply reproduce the behavior. And the same you get with gangs, for example. You know, you use gang repression, but you don't go to the root of why they get... Gangs are kind of a barometer of our, you know, the climate of our society. They're like the canaries in the mine. And when you have gangs, it's telling you about, you know, certain things going bubbling underneath society, levels of marginalization that we should be attending to. And when you just sort of take away that, you know, the epiphenomena, the gang itself, and you leave the roots as they are, with unemployment, low levels of you know, opportunity, what we call opportunity structures, low levels of social mobility, all that kind of thing, then it just simply goes on. It just goes on in different forms.